Sure.
Comrades, I'm Red Meccano, Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadaloo's Department of Treasury.
I'm Melody Sinclair, and you're listening to How Much on Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. I know we're already live on the air, Red, but there's a little piece of business that we need to take care of before we can get today's show started.
Yeah? What do you got?
Per FGC station management, all employees reply to this email with approximately 5 bullets of what you accomplished last week, and CC your manager so station management can understand what you got done last week. Failure to respond will be taken as resignation. Please do not send any classified information, links, or attachments.
What is this?
Just station management doing a routine evaluation. You're not stalling, are you? You did 5 things last week, right?
I'm not stalling. I did things.
Well, you haven't listed any accomplishments yet. Should I just reply with your resignation?
Okay, first, no, Mel. Okay? I told people how much things were in bison dollars.
Like what?
Bacon. I told people how much bacon was in bison dollars. It was 111 in bison dollars.
4 to go.
I told everyone about the different exchange rates of currencies all over the globe. Suck it, flat earthers. I reviewed tons of budget proposals. I even signed off on several of them. That's 4.
One more, Red.
Okay, one more.
Nothing else?
I reviewed Robotics Monthly Audit. If you leave robotics alone for too long, they forget what they're supposed to be doing and end up building a tank on rollerblades or something like that. Not that they've ever done that. That was just an example that I just made up just now. We've never made a rollerblading tank before, despite what residents of San Cristobal Island would tell you.
Okay, and that's that email taken care of. Happy April Fool's Day, by the way.
Oh, it's not Merry April Fool's Day?
Who told you it was Merry?
I don't know. I just thought it was Merry. Is it really not Merry?
No, it's not Merry.
I've been saying Merry this whole time.
You don't typically wish people a happy April Fool's Day either,
but
unless...
But you just did.
Unless you pull an April Fool's prank of some sort. Then you say it to indicate that you pulled an April Fool's prank.
So you just...
April Fool's. Yeah, global exchange rates?
Global exchange rates for this week. Kicking things off, we have Great Britain pounds sterling into bison dollars, 0.201. United States, USD, 0.159. The Canadian dollar, 0.110. The euro, 0.166. For Japan, the yen, 0.001. The Australian dollar, 0.099. Swiss francs, 0.177. The Russian ruble, 0.002. The South African rand, 0.009. The Pokemon dollar, 0.001. The New Zealand dollar, 0.089. The Albanian lek, 0.002. The Belize dollar, 0.080. The Thai baht, 0.005. The Jamaican dollar, 0.001. The Rwandan franc, 0.000.
Okay, this is where you'd say April Fool's, Melody.
0.033. The Nepalese rupee,
Red!
Yeah, hey, hi, what?
How many of these were you planning on doing?
Oh, I was just gonna keep going, like.
When we return, we've got Dr. Lazarus Kind of the Shadaloo Health Council.
After that, esports with Samson Escapades and an interview with local Shadaloo City Destiny is Destiny player Max Adam.
But for now, please enjoy The Way You Move from Killer Instinct.
Hello, greetings. Welcome back to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was The Way You Move from Killer Instinct. Speaking of moving, Melody, the Snuggie, what's walking around in one of those like?
You know, despite the vast difference in the sheer quantity of fabric, I have to be as mindful of my movements as you have to be in those tight pants you're wearing, Red. At least if I fall, I'll have a mountain of comfort to reduce the impact. You'll probably rip something.
I don't walk 40 miles a week to wear baggy jeans.
Yeah, well, while we've got health in mind, we've got a special guest from the Shadaloo Health Council.
Indeed. Very exciting news out of Shadaloo as a H1N5 vaccine
H5N1.
Has not only been completed, but greenlit for distribution. To tell us more about that, Dr. Lazarus Kind of the Shadaloo Health Council. Dr. Kind!
Are you sure, Red? Are you sure I have more to say about that? Because I was told I was coming on to announce the completion of the bird flu vaccine myself, but then you went ahead and did it in your little introduction. So why am I here exactly?
Dr. Kind, when you last joined us, you expressed your desire to complete the H5N1 virus before America, and you and your team have done so. I'm sure you feel incredible after meeting that goal.
No, actually. While my team was working hard on this project, your government, Melody, was publicly gutting itself, putting a stop to all research, work, funding, etc., etc., etc. Obviously, I'm glad we completed a vaccine that will go on to save lives all over the globe.
Suck it, flat.
That's a given. But it doesn't feel as good to rub it in all of your listeners' faces, knowing that whatever's going on with your government will ultimately harm many people. Hopefully, you can use whatever money you saved by not making a vaccine to buy ours. It's better than anything your scientists could have synthesized anyway.
Thank you for your sympathy, Dr. Kind.
So, what's next?
Nothing you have the clearance to know about, Red.
And that was Dr. Lazarus Kind of the Shadaloo Health Council. When we return, we'll have Samson Escapides running down the brackets for Iteration 2025. Until then, please enjoy Union Station from Street Fighter V.
Welcome back, comrades. You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Union Station from Street Fighter V. The Shadaloo City FGC will be alight for Iteration 2025 in just a few days.
On February 5th at Starlight Arcade 2, there will be tournament brackets featuring Rivals of Aether 2, Blazing Strike, Murfight, and in the main event slot, Destiny is Destiny.
Standing by, Samson Escapades with the rundown. Samson!
Thank you, Red. Iteration 2025's Destiny is Destiny tournament brackets have been finalized. A lot of top players are present for this one, including Max Adam, 80FGC, Gemmons, The Red Tornado, Didmark, and What Game Is This? All of them placed top 8 at Domain in February.
The talk of the town, Samson, since that exhibition bout at Third Blocks Weekly has been the potential rubber match between Max Adam and Edo FGC in Grand Finals of Iteration. Given how stacked the bracket is, are we maybe putting too much hope in seeing that?
Anything's possible in a tournament setting. Both competitors are seated on opposite sides of the bracket, so Grand Finals is the only place you'll see that match. Adam and Edo should have a reasonably easy time reaching the semifinals, barring any upsets. Semifinals are where things could get ropey for either one of them. Max Adam could potentially face Didmark or the Red Tornado, both Evermore mains. Didmark came up short against Adam in the quarterfinals of Domain, but it was a close match. Edo, on the other hand, could have another semifinal match with Gemmons. What Game Is This and Goose are potential semifinal opponents as well. What Game Is This is actually the reason Goose didn't make top 8 at Domain. The two of them are bound to collide in the third round.
There's a lot of new names in the first round of this tournament. Is there anyone we should be looking out for?
There is one real potential disruptor in this tournament. JCT9090, a very talented Feilong player, was not present at Domain but is entered in this bracket. Assuming he wins his first round match, his second round opponent will be Gemmons. This next one's kind of a long shot, but it's worth mentioning either way. Dance Ryan Dance could shake up the bracket if he actually shows up. Ryan has something of a reputation for no-showing events, even failing to report for matches mid-bracket. Good player, inconsistent attendance. Other than that, I don't really see anyone else making too big of a splash. I'm Samson Escapades, Shadaloo City Shadaloo. Back to you, Melody in Red.
And now we turn our attention to Iteration 2025's number one seeded player, Max Adam.
Welcome back on, Max Adam.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
You're sounding like you're in good spirits.
I've definitely got myself in the right mindset for Iteration. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I am ready.
I've got to ask you, Adam. Everyone wants to know your thoughts on the loss you took against Edo at Third Blocks Weekly.
Nah, I'm not taking things too hard. I've been doing this long enough to know you can't spell Lilliputians without a couple of L's.
Sorry, Lilliputian?
Oh, it's a very small amount. Like how worried I am. Anyway, I already won Domain 2025, basically punching my ticket to This Is Destiny at the end of the season. Doesn't mean I'm going to take it easy for the rest of the year, though. I'm still practicing, going to weeklies, keeping up with everyone else, staying sharp, and getting better. And yeah, I lost to Edo. He was a tough opponent. But hopefully I learned enough the next time I run into him I won't lose. If he's getting better, just means I have to keep getting better too. After all, we're all aiming for the big win at the end of the year.
Speaking of a next time, everyone's talking about another potential rematch between you two in the grand finals of Iteration. Is that something on your mind?
Sure, but so is everyone else. I could just as easily end up against Gemmons or Goose or Goldstone or someone else that starts with the letter G.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world, Max Adam. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Anytime.
When we return, we're answering your questions, requests, and dedications, so now's your last chance to get them in. Reach out to us on social media at HMIBisonDollars with the hashtag BisonDollarsQRD.
For now, though, here's Good Fighter from Street Fighter III New Generation.
Welcome back, comrades. You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Good Fighter from Street Fighter III New Generation. I believe that song was composed for Ryu.
If ever there were two words to describe him, I suppose Good Fighter would suffice.
Former World Warrior Tournament champion. Yeah, he's pretty good, I guess. But, questions, requests, dedications. Melody, how would our comrades send those into us?
The best way to reach us with your questions, requests, and dedications would be on social media at HMIBisonDollars and use the hashtag BisonDollarsQRD. First, from Professor Tama and Blue Sky.
Who you can listen to on the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast in case you did not know.
The professor asks, is there any truth to the persistent rumors that Left Paddle and Right Paddle from Pong will be DLC guest characters in Destiny's Destiny?
I feel like that question should have gone to Spinning Cube Games social media at Spinning Cube. I have no idea. I think Samson Escapades reported recently that guest characters were possible in the next huge DID update. Destiny's Destiny already has a guest character in it, so I imagine Spinning Cube is game to include more.
From Frumius on Blue Sky, what are the best holiday destinations in Shadaloo?
I hope you're not American, Frumius. Traveling outside the country, especially to countries like Shadaloo, sounding more and more ropey on a week-to-week basis. But to answer your question, Bisonopolis is the easy answer. It was specifically built to be Shadaloo's tourist destination. It is the most tourist-friendly part of the country. You'll find all the touristy things to do in Bisonopolis.
And last, we've got a caller on the line. You're on FGC Radio. What's your name? Where are you from?
Sup, it's Dougie J, Shadaloo City.
Dougie J, welcome back. Again. What are we playing for you?
Fate Attested by the Sword.
Fate, we absolutely...
Nah, I'm just kidding. April Fools. No, do Brave Sword, Braver Soul.
We'll get that queued up for you right now, Dougie J. Here's Brave Sword, Braver Soul from Soul Calibur 2. Welcome back, listeners. That was Brave Sword, Braver Soul from Soul Calibur 2. We still have a little more How Much in Bison Dollars to go.
Indeed. I'm proud to announce this month's Employee of the Month is Forest Ranger Sarakit West. It's nice to have those. Park Rangers, eh, Melody?
Uh-huh.
Couldn't imagine not having Park Rangers. That'd be weird. Just, like, not having Park Rangers. Like, it'd be weird if the Shadaloo government just fired them all or something like that. It's a good thing we'd never do that, though. Anyway, that's a $25 gift card to Quiznos. That's about $4 in Bison dollars. We appreciate your service, Mrs. West. Thank you.
Congratulations, Sarakit West.
That's all we have for today on How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. Coming up next, some blue check on Twitter says FGC content creation is stale.
We're not doing it.
Red. Show them.
For How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio, I'm Melody Sinclair.
And I'm Red Meccano, Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadaloo's Department of Treasury. Gloria Ad, Pax by Sonica. Enjoy your day. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio is a How Much in Bison Dollars production brought to you by FGC Radio. You can follow FGC Radio on Blue Sky at FGC Radio. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio features music by Terrible Brosif. You can follow Brosif on both Twitter and TikTok at Terrible Brosif. The role of Red Meccano was played by me, How Much in Bison Dollars. You can find me on most social media sites at HMI Bison Dollars or press and hold L2. Go to the random box and press triangle, square, X, circle, triangle. Melody Sinclair was portrayed by Solstice Hannon. Solstice can be found on most relevant and some irrelevant social media sites at Darker Solstice. Dr. Lazarus Kind was portrayed by DX Kramer. They can be found on TikTok and Instagram at DX Kramer. Samson Escapades was portrayed by Professor Tom of the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast. You can follow the professor on Blue Sky at Shujin Academy and on Instagram at Shujin Academy VGM Club. You can listen to the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Max Adam was portrayed by Captain Supreme. You can follow Adam on Blue Sky at Captain Supreme. Dougie J was portrayed by Faust. Faust can be found on Instagram and Twitter at SadBoyFaust. Special thanks to FGC Radio for broadcasting this show, and thank you, comrades, for listening to it. How Much in Bison Dollars airs the first and third Tuesday of every month on FGC Radio. Reruns of broadcasts can be now found on platforms like YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and wherever else you might enjoy listening to podcasts. Thank you, and take care.